Queensland's turtles are in trouble, and experts from across the country are trying to find out why. They suspect that years of extreme weather may be playing a role, and that events like Cyclone Yasi have destroyed large tracts of essential seagrass. As Natalie Pahernan reports from Townsville, concerned locals say they're regularly finding dead or dying turtles washed ashore.
The coastline of North Queensland is usually picture-perfect in winter, but there's a problem in the shallows. Over the past few months, sick, lethargic and sometimes dead sea turtles have been washing up onto the region's beaches. It's becoming a more regular sight for residents like Barbara Gibbs, who lives on Magnetic Island off the coast of Townsville.
My daughter and I were so excited seeing this large number of turtles in close, but they just kept hanging in close. And when we were over our first initial excitement, my daughter remembered that a marine biologist had told us only the night before about this problem and them hanging in close like that, because they were right up to our feet, that meant that they were dying.
She says she's come across 20 turtles suffering in the same way over the past 2 months.
It's extremely disturbing. I mean, this is their home, this is where they lay, it's one of their laying places every year. And the thing is that they've lived on this earth for so long. They're such old creatures, and here the poor things are being killed off.
The state's marine and environment authorities say there's been a 700% increase in the number of turtle strandings in North Queensland compared with last year. Scientists say this year's cyclones and floods have led to the loss of seagrass habitats, one of the main food sources for turtles. James Cook University virologist Dr. Ellen Ariel says no one knows just how widespread the problem is.
I guess what we're seeing is just the tip of the iceberg. Those turtles that actually float up on beaches where people can find them, there'll be other turtles out there that die and sink to the bottom or taken up by predators. So we're seeing just a snapshot of what's really going on.
The university set up a rehabilitation centre after Townsville's turtle hospital reached capacity.
The last couple of weeks, unfortunately, all the turtles that are stranded have been dead. So at the moment, we got one turtle, and I don't know what the future will bring. Maybe we'll see fluctuations in how many are actually alive when they strand, but so far, we've got one turtle.
Conservationists and scientists are coming together to find the best way forward for the turtles which are found alive. Julie Trawick is a project manager with the Sea Turtle Foundation, one of the groups that helped organise Australia's first Turtle Health and Rehabilitation Forum being hosted in Townsville. She says one of the objectives is to come up with a turtle triage system.
We hope to kind of get a consensus on assessment and maybe even produce sort of a flow diagram of how you would assess a turtle on the beach. That would be really useful for community groups and for the rangers that are kind of dealing with these frontline situations.
It's on dry land that the group of more than 80 experts, rangers and wildlife carers will pool their knowledge to turn the tide for the region's sea turtle population.
Natalie Pahernan reporting.